And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The mystery deepens into the death of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home. CBS's Vicki Barker.
A police affidavit says there's no immediate reason to suspect foul play, but also no immediate indication that a gas leak might have caused the couple's death. The local gas company says it's cooperating.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is at the White House.
President Trump, can you get a peace deal done in Ukraine?
Yes.
How confident are you, sir?
Trump told Starmer a ceasefire must be reached in Ukraine before any decision can be made on deploying foreign peacekeepers. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports hundreds of former USAID workers are cleaning out their offices today in Washington, D.C.
There has been a crowd gathered of some former USAID employees, some who are just supportive of the agency, cheering for those who are coming out of the building.
The Vatican says the Pope continues to improve from pneumonia, but his prognosis remains guarded at this time. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends, family really, Family Natural Foods in part one, and in part two, UW Extension Janelle Weir. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 68-year-old man died yesterday after he was found unconscious near a vehicle. It happened on private property in the town of Carson, near Elm Road North. The vehicle the man was driving became stuck in a ditch with standing water in it. According to the Portage County Sheriff's Office, it appears the man exited his vehicle and fell into the ditch. He was later found by a family member. Emergency medical personnel responded and tried to resuscitate him, but the 68-year-old man from the town of Carson was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation at this time. A 75-year-old man from the town of Sharon went missing this week. The report came into the Portage County Sheriff's Office a little after 7:30 yesterday evening. Family members indicated the man had been missing since Tuesday. This morning, Portage County deputies found the missing 75-year-old man and his vehicle in a wooded area off Wilderness Drive in the township of Sharon. He was found inside his vehicle, which had crashed into the woods near his home. The man was transported by helicopter to the local hospital with severe injuries. The investigation into the crash continues, and no further information will be released at this time. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution Tuesday. The measure passed by two votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but one Republican voting for it. Van Orden said the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just being inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how out there pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with highs in the low 40s and a few spotty sprinkles this afternoon. And winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, will whip up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. As a front slides through the state, we're looking at scattered showers, flipping to a few flurries. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 40 degrees at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host for the day. And we have political editor Dan Schaefer recombobulating the news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here in downtown Madison. The sun is out. The guns, my guns are out a little bit. I took my flannel shirt off. It's warming up in here in the studios. Glad to have you along. yes, Summers. All right, it's not that I still have a t-shirt on.
He is wearing a shirt.
I'm not topless. Don't worry about that. Especially for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. Big second hour here. We're going to play What's Worse in just a minute. A catch-up edition. Also, a new segment we're calling Is It Fake or Is It Real? And discussing Joann Fabrics going out of business. A lot of Wisconsinites use that store for crafting. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first of all, we want to check in on Civic Media traffic right now. Going to check in at the weather traffic office right now. According to folks in the traffic office, heavy traffic right now for political ads. That's right, especially along the Green Bay to Milwaukee corridor. So expect some backups if you're listening to us in that area. Traffic report sponsored by Civic Media Traffic. People, here's the deal. So in radio, we call the people that run all the schedule, the advertising, you call that traffic. That's the traffic department.
I'm not totally sure why, but yeah.
And I just poked my head into our lovely people who do that, and they just had looks on their faces like, I said, what's going on? And they said it's the political ads are rolling in fast and furious. So heavy traffic today.
All backed up.
All right, a little radio fun for you. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to be a prize in your home or your living room. But it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin. All 11 News Talk Sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. If you have a message to get out, no better place to do it than right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, this one is timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Because like a lot, we were looking earlier, although we could turn the camera on now, Zommers, but people, as always, when I go to the street cam, kind of quiet. But we've seen all kinds of people. There it is, the beautiful street cam in downtown Madison at the intersection of Fairchild and State. Look at that. There's a person walking across. We've seen a lot of people here for, I believe, State Wrestling Tournament.
Yep.
Is in town this weekend starting today. And then, of course, we got boys basketball coming up. We've got state hockey going on. So lots of people in town. And when they come here to Madison, they're going to enjoy the capital city, and they also are going to go out to eat. Lots of restaurants and that sort of thing are going to make money on eating. And there's some people going by right now, a couple of trucks as well. It's a beautiful day for a walk downtown Madison. So when they go out to eat, people oftentimes will use ketchup. And there's a lot of, you think that political judgment is bad. People looking at each other and saying, don't use ketchup on that. Don't use. And so what happens is they get judged. So here now, ripped out of today's headlines, what's worse, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? Ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us at the Civic Media app. Download it right now for free, either on your Apple or Android device. It won't cost you a thing. It's free, as I said. Just go to Civic Media or go to your app store, your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal.
And you're going to want to have that up because I hear that pretty soon there's going to be another text to win contest.
There is. It's on the horizon. We haven't been given all the details yet, but get your texting to win fingers ready because your chance is coming up soon and you can only win by texting. So download the Civic Media app and you'll be all set to go. Speaking of Gayle King, this is real. They announced this morning on CBS Mornings, Gayle King is going to space. She's going to be in I'm serious. She's going into Blue Origin thing that William Shatner went in, the Jeff Bezos spacecraft. It's kind of phallic in nature, but she's going in that and they're launching Gayle King. It's going to be an all female crew. You understand?
Katy Perry, Gayle King.
Yes, Katy Perry is going with. Yes. They're all going to space together. So that'll be a good time had by all. So anyway, but what's worse, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app as aforementioned. All right, here's some answers for us on the old app. Matt, listening in Middleton on WMDX, says ketchup on steak is un-American. You should be deported for such a heinous act. It's much worse and unforgivable. Ketchup on steak. Very strong feelings today from Matt. All right, very good. What else we have here? A listener listening on WCFW up in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls says, I would never want to ruin a steak with ketchup. Chris, our very own Casper here at WMDX, says they're both weird. Steak is way worse. Maybe we'll just have a hamburger. All right, very good. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, says ketchup on eggs is a thing? Oh, yeah, it is. He says barf with a barf emoji.
Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids says catsup, not ketchup, catsup on eggs at a company picnic. You know what? Having ketchup on eggs, like served, that just sounds gross.
That does sound gross. Tyler, we appreciate you listening to WFHR, our great station in Wisconsin Rapids. He brings up, I don't want to get too far into this, but I did think about it when the category came up today. Ketchup or catsup? I know a couple of people say catsup. I'm not sure that's a colloquialism from a certain part of Wisconsin, but I've always pronounced it ketchup. But I don't know. Anyway, ketchup on eggs or ketchup on steak? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? It is a thing. I mean, I suppose, there's some places where people just never, ever see ketchup on eggs, but I hadn't seen it
until I was in college, honestly.
Really? I don't know. I have seen it. Nobody in my family does it, but I've seen it at restaurants. And then when you travel, I travel down to Central America a lot, and they rarely, but it's more common to do a version of what we would call scrambled eggs rather than a fried egg in El Salvador, at least. But they'll mix the eggs and then they'll have like onion and a little diced tomato and maybe a little cilantro. And then they throw in a little ketchup on it as well.
Right. I know the first time when I heard of somebody eating ketchup on eggs, I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then I thought, you know, omelets with tomatoes eggs and salsa. That's really good.
Right. What's worse, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie listening up there in the beautiful Northwoods of Wisconsin. Ollie, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? What's worse?
Well, I always felt like, definitely feel like ketchup on steak is sacrilegious. And why would you want to spend the money for a delicious steak and ruin it by putting ketchup? But now I have to think that why on earth would anybody want to spend all the money for eggs?
Right. I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
Right? I mean, I went to the store last night. I got a dozen eggs. There's $25. And crazy.
Yeah, really. Ridiculous.
Thanks, Holly. That's a great point. Thank you. 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening in Appleton. Cindy, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? What's worse?
Well, you never put ketchup on a steak. Never. Maybe some steak sauce? Yes. And I don't use ketchup on eggs. I use hot sauce. I love lots of hot sauce on my eggs.
Do you really? Oh, yeah. So, sriracha or Tabasco or what?
Yep, Tabasco and the Catalina hot sauce.
Or sure.
Sometimes the jalapeno, the green stuff.
I got it.
Anyway, yeah, but no ketchup on steaks. Never, ever, ever.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mary in Tulsa on the text line says ketchup on eggs, more costly these days. Another person pointing that out. Yeah, absolutely. Ben listening on WRCE in beautiful Richland Center, the old Driftless, the hometown, says a dash or two of pepper sauce or Tabasco sauce on scrambled eggs is pretty common. Very good to the last caller's point as well. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul. Wisco, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? What's worse?
It's not a problem with either one. This is a half-empty, half-full type of question. This is silly. They're both good.
All right. Paul,
leave it alone.
Paul and Spooner, I should say. Okay, very good. Neither one. So you say leave them all natural, correct?
You're just like Trump. You're trying to divide people.
Oh, no.
Knock it off.
No, my God. All right, thank you, Paul. That may be the ultimate insult, trying to divide
people.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. No, I don't write these on you. Once in a great while, they let me in the writer's room, but usually it's other people writing these. So ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let us know. What's worse? Dahmers?
I think I'm going to have to go with what the majority of people have been saying and say that ketchup on steak is worse. You know, ketchup on steak and ketchup on eggs, neither is good in my opinion. I feel like they're both so close to working. If ketchup were steak sauce or if ketchup were salsa or hot sauce for eggs.
Yeah.
But as much as eggs are getting expensive, steak is still more expensive. And you're like, if I mess up my eggs, I can easily cook new eggs the same way.
True,
if I mess up a steak, that's going to take a while and cost a lot.
Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, do you take pleasure in abusing us with these questions? What cut of steak? Well, it doesn't say. But I'm going to go biblical seems to be a theme today on the show. I'll be biblical. When I was a child, I ate as a child. But now that I'm a man, I eat as a man. When I was a kid, on maybe a cheaper cut of steak, I would put ketchup or like A1.
If it's cheaper, that's different.
Right. But now that I eat, you know, generally if I eat a steak, a better quality, never, ever, ever. So yeah. I think ketchup on steak is worse.
Yep.
There you go. All right, that's when we play What's Worse. Come on back. Talk about a big fabric store closing down in Wisconsin. Does it matter to you? Come on back. I didn't know.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Southwood County YMCA is a cause-driven nonprofit organization committed to enhancing our communities in spirit, mind, and body. Beyond serving as a fitness center, they prioritize youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The Y is an essential component of the community where they empower others to enhance a collective strength. Make unforgettable memories at the Southwood County YMCA. Experience the excitement of pool parties and adventure center parties. Check their availability and create a spectacular event that matters.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wherever you may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on Civic Media, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, February 27th. Zomers on the board. Todd behind the mic on a beautiful, turning out to be an absolutely Boy George gorgeous day in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along. Going to talk about Joanne Fabric going out of business in a moment, but one more caller here on our What's Worse for Today. We are asking the question, what's worse, ketchup on steak or ketchup on eggs? Angie, down in beautiful Greene County in Monroe. Angie, what's worse?
I actually love ketchup and eggs. I do. Really? I love it. I don't know what it is. It's actually the only way I'll eat it.
Wow.
But yeah, with hash browns, of course, mixed
in. Of course.
And yeah. But if I have it in a tortilla, then I don't eat ketchup.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I don't know. It's weird. It's just
in a tortilla. I do not need it with a tortilla.
Here's the hitherto unknown fact. Our very own Luke Mathers, who comes on Tuesday, he can't stand eggs. Any way, any shape, any form, doesn't like them. Anti-egg.
I love eggs.
He's anti-egg.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thanks, Angie. I appreciate it. So here's this is interesting to me. And maybe for some people, I don't know, maybe they don't care. But I think we're going to find out that more Wisconsinites care than you might think. Headline, Joanne, not the person, the company, plans to close all stores, conduct going out of business sales. Joanne Fabric has been in business more than 80 years.
Wow.
With more than 800 locations nationwide. Joanne Fabric, a major retailer of fabrics and crafts, announced all of its stores would be closing pending approval of a bankruptcy court. Quote, following a comprehensive sale process and auction, GA Group, together with the term loan agent, has been selected as the winning bidder to acquire substantially all of Joanne's assets, the retailer said in a statement. As a part of the agreement, the winning bidders plan to conduct a going-out-of-business sale at all store locations. Joanne Fabric has been in business more than 80 years. As we said, in 2024, the retailer announced a plan to file for bankruptcy, seeking to keep all the stores open. However, it said it changed course and would seek store closures. They say, quote, we are committed to working constructively with the winning bidder to ensure orderly wind down of operations that minimizes the impact on all of our stakeholders. We deeply appreciate our dedicated team members, our customers, and communities across the nation for the unwavering support for more than 80 years. The statement from Joanne Fabric. Now, I'll be interested to hear from callers because it's not just fabric. They sell, like, if you're a person who really gets into, there's businesses, right? Candy makers and cake decorators and makers. They sell all that kind of stuff. They sell a lot of, I call them artificial flowers. I know that you don't use that term anymore. It's like fabric flowers or whatever, but they're realistic. They do all kinds of framing, crafting. I mean, it's a huge thing for people.
It's kind of like a cross between Hobby Lobby and Stein's Gardens and Gifts and Michael's and stores like that.
Yeah. It really is. So are you affected? Are you a Joann Fabric customer? And if so, if you're a crafter, if you're a sewer, if you're a baker, what do you plan to do next? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt calling in Middleton on WMDX. Matt, what do you think about this closure of Joann Fabrics?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to say it's another loss of community spaces. My ex-girlfriend was a knitter and a stitcher, and we went there once, and I saw firsthand the way women of all sorts would kind of go there in groups, and they enjoyed the community aspect of it. They could ask for tips and tricks, get their stuff framed. It was a community thing, and it's just another example of the loss of those spaces where – me having grown up in the 80s, I remember rec centers for young people. There was roller skating rinks, and they're just more for people to gather and do together. And it's why I really hate this digital world we're creating, where it's very isolationist, and I'm just sad for that. That's all.
I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. Thank you for calling. You make such a great point. As someone who else also grew up in the 80s, you mentioned roller rinks. I mean, places where you had community with actual humans and not on our phones. And you're right. There are so many organizations or circles or friend groups that get together and craft, that knit, all these things. And, you know, you can't always get everything at Walmart. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, what do you think of Joann Fabric shutting down?
Well, I'm going to agree with Matt. I think it's a real loss to the community. And at one time, it wasn't really a box store. So now it's going to basically be replaced by a box store with the Walmarts and the Lowe's and, you know, some of the other stuff. And I think it's really sad because a lot of people make their living off of crafting.
Yes.
So now they're going to have to fart around trying to find stuff put together so they can craft. Or you're going to start seeing more Amazon trucks in the neighborhood because people are going to have to order stuff online. And I just think it's a really sad thing. And I'm one of these who I want to touch stuff. I want to feel stuff. And I also know a lot of the quilters would go there because they would buy remnants of fabric, you know, so they could use that for their quilting. So that's going to be a real loss to the quilting people, too, I think. So it just, to me, it's so sad. And I don't know. I think we're going to see a whole lot more of this, especially over the next 4 years. But to me, it's just a great loss.
Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate the call. No, I know a lot. I'm not a sewer or quilter, but I know people. My stepmom is a big quilter. Other people that I know are quilters, and you're right. I mean, some of these materials, some of these fabrics, it's hard to find places and get the right things, and especially all at one stop. And yes, I know there's Amazon out there, but again, now you're going to, you know, mail order thing, you know, these jobs, and let's be, you know, not all these jobs are high paying. But for some people, it's a second job, or they might have a spouse or a partner who has another job, and people do rely on these jobs. And as our caller has been saying, it's a sense of community as well. 855-752-4842. David in San Francisco, thanks for calling, David. About 45 seconds. What have you got?
Well, I was just going to say, with Trump trying to dominate the economy, homemade items will become basically a new, not just a new barter opportunity, but a necessity. You know, if Elon is going to control the treasury and that all of our, every tittle and jot of everything we do gets controlled by some robot world, making your own stuff is very much a necessity. And actually, think about the hemp economy. We can be making cloth out of hemp.
Yeah. Great call, David. Thank you for listening out there in San Francisco. Great calls, great perspective. Yeah, it's going to take away the ability for people to be entrepreneurs easier. And I think it is a loss of community. Come on back. Going to take a little quiz. Is it fake or is it real on the other side?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide.
The Wood County Health Department is reminding of the importance of childhood immunizations. As of Tuesday, 124 measles cases have been identified in Texas. At least 16 of those cases have been hospitalized, and one child has died. This is the first death from measles in the U.S. since 2015. A person with measles can infect 9 out of 10 people around them if they're not protected. Symptoms can include high fever, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, and a rash. 30% of children infected with measles will develop a complication. Severe complications can be fatal. Measles had been declared eliminated in 2000 in the U.S., Since then, vaccination rates have dropped, leading to outbreaks in recent years. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with highs in the low 40s and a few spotty sprinkles this afternoon. And winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, will whip up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. As a front slides through the state, we're looking at scattered showers, flipping to a few flurries. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Yeah.
Her
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock on this Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Glad to be along with you on what's just turned out to be. I cannot wait to get outside, Zommers. It's beautiful out there. The sun is out in downtown Madison. People are milling around. I need to get out and walk more. That's my goal, to get out and enjoy the sun, touch the grass. Are the kids still saying that?
Touch grass. There is no the.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I think people, I don't know. I'm not around kids too often, so.
There is no the, says Aaron Zeller.
Yeah, it's just touch grass.
Touch grass. Dude, you need to touch grass.
Yep, that's it.
All right, this is fantastic. All right, 1:35. I'm very excited about this. Time now to play a brand new segment called Is It Fake or Is It Real? Here we go.
Are you for real? Are you really for real? Is this feeling for real? I can't believe the way you make me feel. Are you for real? Are you really for real?
I love this music. Zommers, what did you dial up? This is fantastic.
Are you for real? I'm probably going to mispronounce the name of this artist real bad. Yumir Deodato.
God bless you.
Thank you.
It's from the 80s, right?
Yes, 84.
Are you for real? All right. So this is great. We'll see if this takes off or not. It's called Is It Fake or Is It Real? So we're going to play this game here. I'm going to read 7 statements. I did not write this. I have not looked at the answers. I've been very careful about that. So you pick which of the statements I made up and which were actually said by either Kashmir Patel, better known as Cash Patel, or Dan Bongino, the two guys who now head the Federal Bureau of Investigation, better known as the FBI. Have you heard about these guys?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Kashmir Patel, who is now the director of the FBI, and this guy, Dan Bongino, who, I mean, talk about a nut job. I mean, the only credibility, at one time, this guy, Dan Bongino, served as a Secret Service agent, I believe. And now he's been a podcaster on far right-wing radio. He is an election denier. And even now that he's been appointed like the deputy of the FBI, he's peddling personal items just like Trump is to make money while he's in office. Did we ever send you that cut up on Gino talking about power? Maybe we can pull that up at some point if you find that one. So anyway, so there are 7 things. You can keep track of it. If you want to call in, I won't reveal it right away. So you can call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, now 7 things, statements. Are they fake or is it real? This is fantastic. Zommers has already. If you want to know a sense of Kashmir Patel or Dan Bongino, here he is. Here's Dan Bongino on his little podcast.
The thing that matters is what? Chat. What matters? Anyone? Power. Power. You can see what I'm out. Power. That is all that matters. No, it doesn't, Dan. We have a system of checks and balances. That's a good one. That's really funny.
You can't see it because we didn't play the video. He's mouthing profanities, the F-bomb, as he's saying that stuff.
So just emphasizing right. That power is the only thing that matters to him.
Laughing about our court system. That's the guy who's number 2 now at the FBI. Woo, Nelly. All right, here we go. The game, which of the 7 is fake? Which of the 7 statements I'm going to read to you is real? Here we go. Number 1, quote, we're blessed by God to have Donald Trump be our juggernaut of justice, to be our leader, to be our continued warrior in the arena. Is it fake or is it real, Zommers?
This is my initial judgment. And are we saving the answers till the end?
Yeah, we're going to save it.
Okay.
Yeah.
My initial judgment, I think it's something they would say. I'm concerned that the words might be too big for their little brains, but I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well. So
Zomers is real. Todd is
juggernaut of justice. I think that's something they would say.
Yep. I think that's going to be Bongino. I'm going to say it's real. I'm going to say Bongino. All right. Number two, quote, my recommendation is Donald Trump should ignore this court order. Who is going to arrest him? The marshals? You guys know who the U.S. marshals work for? The Department of Justice. That is under the, oh yeah, the executive branch. Donald Trump is going to order his own arrests? This is ridiculous. Unquote.
I mean, that seems real. I don't know if it's a trick, but I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say real as well. I'm going to say that was Cash Patel. All right, we're playing, is it fake or is it real? All right, Cam said that first one is real as well. All right, number three, the only, quote, the only thing that matters is power. Oh, here we go. That is all that matters. No, it doesn't. We have a system of checks and balances. Ha, that's a good one. That's really funny. Do we? Well, we know that's real because we just played it for you.
Yeah, we know that one's Bongino.
I didn't read ahead because I didn't want to know the answers. So, all right, real and real. We know that we both got that right because we just heard the quote right from Bongino. All right, number four, the irony about this for the scumbag commie libs is that the cold civil war they're pushing for will end really badly for them. Libs are the biggest, and I can't say that word, kitties I've ever seen, and they use others to do their dirty work.
I'm going to say that's Bongino and it's real.
I'm also going to say it's real, and I'm going to say it's Bongino as well. I'm glad I did, because I didn't read these in real time.
Yeah.
I'm reading these for the first time. I'm glad I'm reading ahead a little bit.
Don't want to get anchormanned.
No, not exactly. All right. Is it fake or is it real? That's what we're playing right now. All right. If you want to call in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Are these actual quotes by FBI Director Cashmere Patel or his deputy, Dan Bongino? Or is it fake? Number five, my entire life now is about owning the libs. My entire life now is about owning the libs.
I could see this going either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to say real. I feel like Dan Bongino's a streamer, right? That's right. Totally something he would say on stream.
I'm going to say, because I've said Bongino so much, I'm also going to say it's real, but I'm going to say it's Patel. All right. Couple more left. Is it fake or is it real? Are these actual quotes by Cashmere Patel and Dan Bongino, the now director and deputy director of the FBI, or are they fake? Number six, quote, you've got to harness the following that Q of QAnon has garnered and just sort of tweak it a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying that's real.
I'm also saying it's real.
They're talking about QAnon. Right. That's got to be real.
I'm going to say it's Cashmere. Number seven, we're going to come after this is a good quote. Quote, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We are going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly.
That's got to be real. It's got to be Patel.
I'm going to say it's real and it's Boingo. Or Bongino, or whatever his name is. Isn't he the mascot for the Bucks? All right, so there we go. Seven quotes. I have read them all to you. Is it fake or is it real? I did not look at this before we started. I'm going down now. Okay, let's see how we did winnowing real and fake statements. All of the statements I have read to you are, in fact, real.
That is unfortunate.
Number one, six, and seven were Cashmere Patel. So I was wrong on the person. And six, I was right on six. I said Patel. And then seven, I said it's
Bongino. I was right on that one.
You were right on that one. And then two, three, four, and five are all things that Dan Bongino has actually said. These are President Donald Trump's choices now heading the FBI.
Wow.
Is it fake? All right, so this is a great segment. All right, is it fake or is it real? That's how we play. There we go. I don't want nobody but you. No, I don't want somebody to
with that segment. Is it fake or is it real? That was well done. That was well done. Is it fake or is it real?
We're gonna have to do that more.
I think. I like that. I like that segment a lot. Incredible, isn't it? I mean, if you had taken those quotes, I'm just telling you, as somebody who was involved in politics for a long time, if you had taken those quotes when, say, George W. Bush was president, and said, these are quotes from Bush's nominees for director of the FBI, the Republicans would have run the nominee and Bush out on a rail.
It would have been career-ending. And he would have been a farce. He would have been made fun of by everybody in the world.
Can you imagine if Barack Obama had nominated people to the FBI who said these things?
He would have been impeached, probably.
Republicans would have been, they would have been apoplectic, as well they should. Democrats would have said, what did we do? But oh no, the Trumpster puts up Kashmir Patel and Dan Bongino Bongoingo and says stuff like this. I mean, directly against the Constitution of the United States.
Look, I get that people want populism. They want somebody who talks like them. They want people who say it, who tell it like it is. However, these people are not telling it like it is. They're saying this stuff and it's lying and going against the country. Like, you can have somebody who talks like a person and doesn't also want to take all your rights away and give all your money to Elon Musk.
Speaking of, nice segue. Elon Musk bought Twitter in 2022 with plans to expand it into an app that lets users send money to each other.
Of course.
And eventually offers users an array of financial transactions. Well, later this year, X, now formerly Twitter, will debut peer-to-peer payments on X with Visa as the first partner for the X Money account, according to X CEO Linda Yaccarino. The CFPB also regulates car loans, which includes the financing arm of Tesla. Isn't that interesting? Musk's most lucrative business, Musk, via his so-called Doge or Doggy, has gutted Consumer Financial Bureau Protection Agency, the primary federal agency regulating companies doing online payments and auto loans. Musk gloated about it in posting on X. He said, quote, RIP, CFPB, with a tombstone emoji. Rest in peace. The Trump-installed acting director of CFPB has instructed employees to, quote, stand down, unquote, from all work, including fighting financial abuse. Musk's involvement would violate criminal conflict of interest law. Isn't it funny? Well, it's not funny, but fascinating how when Musk guts these agencies, it always seems to come back to him and how he ends up financially gaining on this. And there was a great story, by the way, in 60 Minutes over the weekend. Scott Pelley, I mean, hitting it out of the park every week on 60 Minutes right now, did a profile on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, had a couple of people that just got fired. And as I've said in this program, other people have said, look, it's fine to audit agencies. A lot of agencies are already audited. You can trim waste if it's found, but there's a way to legally go about that. And throwing people on the street at the risk of laws being broken is not the way to do it. And in this case, the biggest risk is the fraud and abuse by Musk himself and his company. Here's a little tip for you. I don't give out financial advice often. Don't sign up for X Money. Just don't. Come on back. We'll wrap things up right here for a Thursday on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like,
right? Yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a sports update with the great Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Badgers have a big game, Wisconsin men's basketball team, coming up on Sunday. Travel to East Lansing. I watched the game last night, Sommers. Big game in the Big Ten for the race for the championship. Top rated in the Big Ten right now, Michigan State, who the Badgers play at Michigan State in East Lansing on Sunday, where they were at Maryland last night. And it was a tied score, 55-55. Maryland had the ball. And look, I mean, I can't play Division I basketball, so who am I to judge? But the kid had, you know, he put this shot up too quick. Usually like that, you want to put a last-second shot, and if you don't make it, you don't want to give time for the other team to make a last-second shot. You want to go to overtime. And the Maryland kid clearly thought he had a good shot. Let it go, a three-pointer. Missed it. Off the rim. Put it up with like 10 seconds left. Bounce back. Michigan State player gets it. Passes it to his teammate, who launches a mid-court shot at the buzzer. Nothing but net.
Ooh, yeah, you gotta love when you snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Right. I mean, great game for Michigan State and Tom Izzo. 58-55, Michigan State survives against Maryland. The Badgers will be at East Lansing for a huge, huge game in the Big Ten. Coming up on Sunday, you can hear it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I believe game time is 12:30, pregame before that on select stations. Let's hope one of your stations has been selected. You could also listen to it for free on the Civic Media app. The great Matt LePay and Brian Butch bringing that Badger basketball game this weekend. As we said, lots of folks in town here in Madison for state wrestling. All kinds of great folks. So good luck on all those young men and ladies now who are wrestling in the state wrestling tournament here at the Cole Center in Madison, Wisconsin. Ollie called in from the North Woods. Wanted one more time some more information on what we talked about earlier in the show. Happy to do it for you, Ollie. Starting at midnight tonight, something called an economic blackout being sponsored by the People's Union USA, which describes itself as a grassroots movement dedicated to economic resilience, government accountability, and corporate reform. They're encouraging all of us, starting at midnight tonight, not to make any purchases. Don't spend anything. All day, tomorrow, February 28th. And as Zahmer said earlier, don't put yourself at risk. If you really need something, try to shop locally. Support a local business. That's always good, right? So there you go. Great show today, by the way. Enjoyed all the participation. Enjoyed people calling in. We've talked a little bit about this the last couple of days. Again, the Associated Press is still being banned by Donald Trump's White House from being in the press pool. And now yesterday, the White House said they will decide who can cover the president, not the White House Correspondents Association. One word comes to mind, capitulation. 50-cent word for what's happening right now with the American mainstream or legacy media sources. They are surrendering their freedom of the press and their right of free speech to the threats from the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Threats of lawsuits, threats of denial of access, threats of using the power of the federal government against individual media owners and their businesses. It's looking like democracy's survival is going to depend on independent and even foreign media telling us the truth. We just need to celebrate media sources that have not capitulated to the pressures and the threats, at least not yet. One example is Wired, a tech-focused news outlet that last year began focusing on coverage of Elon Musk. As a result, Wired has identified and traced the backgrounds of Elon Musk's Doge staffers. That's how we knew and now know about 25-year-old Marco Alez burrowing himself into the Treasury Department payment system that got all of our financial info, including Social Security numbers. And how about that 19-year-old, remember him? Edward Cortinez, nicknamed Big Balls, quote unquote. Wired reported on Musk's team firing, then scrambling to rehire critical federal workers, like, you know, the people in charge of nuclear weapons. And Musk's claim of saving $8 billion with a B on a project that was actually $8 million with an M. So, Wired, keep up the good work. We need you and democracy, and America needs you. Proud to work for Civic Media, also an independent company that susses out the truth. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison, WMDX. Dick, you got a Badger prediction. I love it. To end the show, what do you got for us, Dick?
They're going to win in the same manner in East Lansing. It's going to be great Sunday. Be worth watching.
I can't. Now, keep me honest. I believe the Badgers have won at East Lansing the last three times they've been there.
Yeah, and they're starting to figure out how to beat Purdue, you know. And, you know, the one thing I really like about Guard, obviously, is a lot of things. But he handled that loss that we had that was a meltdown, admittedly.
Right, to Oregon.
But he said, hey, look, when we beat Purdue, we didn't have a parade and pull out all the stops. And he says we're not going to have a funeral over that loss.
Yep. And that comes directly from the philosophy of one William Ryan, better known as Bo Ryan, his mentor and the head coach of Platteville, Milwaukee, and Wisconsin-Madison for so very many years. And Gardo has kept that up. They have a big sign in the basketball office. It says next, because that mentality, don't get too high, don't get too low. It's always about next. Next for them is Michigan State on Sunday. Next for us is tomorrow. Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World will be here with a week in review. Zomers might even do a board game of the week. And we'll have fun. Come on back. It'll be great. See you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games, just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A search warrant shows pills were found scattered around the body of actor Gene Hackman's wife. Both were found dead in separate rooms of their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies discovered the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa, along with their dog, on Wednesday afternoon, and say the investigation is active and ongoing.
President Trump spoke about a possible agreement to end the Russia-Ukraine war before meeting with Britain's prime minister.
I think we're very well advanced on a deal, but we have not made a deal yet, so I don't like to talk about peacekeeping until we have a deal.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is slowly improving after 2 weeks of hospitalization. Correspondent Seth Doan from Rome.
Francis did respiratory physiotherapy this morning. He rested, and the Vatican says in the afternoon went to the small chapel in the private papal suite where he's being treated.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
James here, host of